with SR News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has pardoned two turkeys ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Continuing a long-running White House tradition, the president spared two turkeys from this year's Thanksgiving table.
A full, absolute, and unconditional presidential pardon to two handsome Thanksgiving turkeys. And this is a lucky day. This is a lucky day for them.
This year's turkeys are Gobble and Waddle, two 50-pound birds who will now live out their days under the care of poultry specialists at North Carolina State University in Raleigh. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There's been a drop in consumer confidence.
Consumers were much less confident in the economy in November due to the government shutdown, weak hiring, and stubborn inflation. The Conference Board survey ran through November 18th, about 5 days after the government shutdown ended. During that time, the Consumer Confidence Index dropped to 88.7, hitting its lowest reading since April. Americans were increasingly wary of high costs, fueling affordability concerns, and were concerned about sluggish job gains, with a perception that the labor market is worsening. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A federal judge's dismissal of criminal cases against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney Letitia James, two political foes of President Trump, won't be the final word on the matter. The Justice Department says it plans to immediately appeal a pair of rulings that held that Lindsey Halligan was illegally appointed. It also has the ability to try to refile the cases. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 664 points. The Nasdaq rose 153. This is SRN News. America's churches are opening their doors to the poor this Thanksgiving.
In Nevada, the Reno Sparks Gospel Mission will provide free meals on Thanksgiving Day beginning at 4 p.m., and everyone who eats will also get a free gift. The First Missionary Baptist Church of Albion, Illinois, will be offering free food on Thursday beginning at 10 a.m. with carry-out and dine-in options available. And in Norwich, New York, Emmanuel Episcopal Church will offer delivery, carry-out, and dine-in options for their free Thanksgiving Day feast. Michael Harrington reporting.
The annual Christmas market in the German city of Magdeburg is open nearly a year after it was the scene of a horrific car-ramming attack that left 6 people dead. The city and the organizers of the market have invested nearly $300,000 in new security systems, including concrete blocks that are supposed to keep cars from entering the pedestrian area. This is SRN News. Ahead of the holiday shopping season, Best Buy is raising its profit and sales forecast following a strong third quarter.
Comparable store sales at the nation's largest consumer electronics chain rose 2.7%, fueled by computing, gaming, and mobile phones. It was the biggest gain in 3 years for the Minnesota-based retailer. The strong quarter is an encouraging sign for Best Buy, which, like almost all U.S. companies, has spent months navigating an uncertain economic environment, given the impact of tariffs on imports. Rich Thomason reporting.
Real estate software company RealPage has agreed to stop sharing non-public information between landlords as part of a settlement with the Department of Justice. Federal prosecutors had accused RealPage of helping property managers illegally drive up rents across the country. More at srnnews.com.